on the lulav. Rashi sheyotzin b'shedra shloy uksin. You have like thorns, kimin kutzin, like thorns are sticking out of the shedra. The shedra is like the front part of our lulav that we use. It looks like a flat, smooth backbone. That's called the shedra of the lulav. So if on the smooth part of the lulav you have like thorns growing out of it, that's possible. Kov kovat, it has thorns. What about sodak? It's cracked. Or else okum, or else it's bent over. Doimala magal, or okum, it's bent over like a sickle, like a magal, like a, I would call like a moon type of a sickle, you call it. What? The knife you cut things with. Looks like the moon. What?
The pair of
side. Side,
a big one.
Yeah. If it's mamish bent over, like halfway over, that's called okum. Bent over, doimala magal, it's possible. So here it says klor tzidik. If it has a crack, it's possible. So after you say before, nistak is kosher, here it says clearly, siddak is possible. Rashi says, okum dum lamagal, Rashi says, chodim ulfi, it's one thing, if it's bent over, okum dum lamagal, like a magal, then it's possible. Chorus, what about the lulav is so dried up, like the wood already, then it's possible. Rashi says, chorus, kosher, it's very hard, shenasa charuyish kendera chalulav, all of noisharim, its leaves fall off it, piyamaisa gesharim in the winter, v'yashedra, and the backbone of it, miskasher v'nasei, it becomes very hard, and becomes a piece of wood. So if you just have the wood itself, that's possible. That's chorus. What about doim l'chorus? It's just beginning to get hard, but the leaves are still on it. It's not like the leaves didn't fall off yet. It's just beginning to get hard, then it's still kosher. Rashi says, doim l'chorus, his chol is kasher, is beginning to get a little bit hard. But v'adayin l'nasei, it didn't become like a piece of wood yet, then it's kosher. But akol ponim, we have a sphira. Before we want to say now, Mishnah Mashmo ni niktam reishoy. Only if it was cut off a piece of the top leaf, but just if the top leaf was split, it's kosher. And here the Brisa says sodik. If you have a split in the top leaves, it's possible. So Amar Rav Papa, Papa answers like this. It depends how bad the split is. Amar Rav Papa, the ovid kehimnuk. If it's made like a himnuk, then it's no good. Kimnuk okum, kehimnuk. So Rashi, Amar Rav Papa, odik tani sodik possible. Lav shenizdak Rashi olin oishedram. El diyavid kihimnik. That means shal barzel shal seifrim sheishkla shnei roshim. That's like a prong. It has like two sides to it, like a fork. For rosha yechad mefutsa kach godla lulav. Kimin shtei shidro. It looks like mamish two backbones. Machtis olin lakan or machtis olin lakan. Mamish grows like two different backbones. And you have leaves coming off this side and leaves coming off this side. So that's called postum. It's so nista that mamish like a U. It looks like a U, the lulav. That's postum. Mamish grows and then it splits off the two different backbones, that's no good. But if it's just a little bit split, that's okay. So it's also shalal alocha. Alocha with makpa, this is not talking about the tiumis, not talking about the top two leaves. Now when you check out a lulav, you have to always make sure you check it out the top leaf. Sometimes you have one top leaf and sometimes you have two of them. Those two we're makbah not to be sodic at all. They can't have any cracks in it at all. Like we're makbah, this Gemara now is talking about the other leaves. The rest of the leaves, if they're cracked, it's still kosher. As long as it's not sodic, mamish looks like doesn't look like a U. If it looks like a U, that's no good. Oh, this is a hard picture to see here. Here is a picture, but mamish looks like a U. So you have to look at it carefully. If mamish looks like a U, that's possible. But kozman doesn't look like a U, it's okay. Because so far, we're not talking about the tumors. We're not talking about the top two leaves. We're talking about the rest of the leaves. So it depends how bad the crack is to make it possible. The split is. Fine. Then it says, Okum, if it's bent over, Doim lamagal is possible. Omar Rav, Rav has said, Lo yamoron elo lefonav. Only if it's bent over, facing towards you. In other words, the shedra, usually the way we hold the lulav, that's called the shedra. The smooth part of the lulav faces us, that's like the backbone. So if the shedra is bent over, facing Lefonov in front of it, that's possible. That's not hoder, it doesn't look nice anymore. Avulia achrov, let's say it's bent backwards. If the lulav is bent backwards, then griyasu. That's the way it's grown, that's normal, that's not a surf and hoder. That's okay. So it depends which way the lulav is bent. Vashadli achrov, shenekam letzat shedra. If it's bent backwards towards the shedra, that's okay. Mulafonov in front, letzat shekneged ha-shedra. Shederach zel tzad also k'shedra shobheima. Weiter. Omer Rav Nachman, letzdodim. What happens if the lulav is bent on the side, either right side or left side? Kilafonov domi and it's posel. That's what some say. That it's posel. The Yamrullah, some say no kalachrov domi. that it blinds like it's in back and it's kosher. So men look some achleikis. But Allah, we makpid, that if it's bent too much to the sides, also it's possible. Just if it's bent only, la'achrov, bent backward, then it's still kosher. However, really, the mitzvah, though, the hiddur should always be as much as possible to get a straight going luluf. The more straighter it is, the more hodder, the more nicer it is. Now, it's only possible if mamish bent over a lot, like the mamish has to be ka'oka, the lamagal, has mamish bent over like a moon shape, mamish all the way over, that's when it's really possible. If it's just bent over a little bit, it's still kosher. Just the katkhila, though, the mitzvah, hiddur, hodder is that it should be as straight as possible. But it's dodim, if it's bent all the way over to the sides, that we pass in this puzzle. That's like lefonav, that's puzzle. Only liachrav is kosher. The yomarova, high luluf, the solik, bechad hutza, ba'mumul puzzle. If the luluf, like, only has leaves on one side of it, the other side of the luluf doesn't give off leaves, that's like a ba'mum, it's puzzle. It's not harder, it doesn't look nice. Trashi, the solik, bechad hutza, shekol olav mitzadechon. All the leaves are only growing on one side of the luluf, that's not called a nice luluf, that's possible. Right? We don't have that. I mean, all the luluf is about to give off leaves on both sides. Right, that's concerned for miktam, it was cut off, and nistak depends how big it is. Now, nifritzu olav. Then the Mishnah says the chilek between nifritzu olav, that's... nifritzu olav is also possible. It says nifritzu, if the leaves spread out, it's possible. Nifritzu, if they're also way of spreading out, then it's kosher. So Rashi and the Mishnah learned the chilul between nifritzu and nifridu. Nifritzu means the leaves were detached. It was like pulled off the luluf, but it's still there. So since it was detached from the luluf, that's why it's possible. Nifridu means they're still attached, the leaves are still attached to the luluf, just they started to spread out. That's still kosher. And that's if you just said, tie them together. That's what Rashi learned in the Mishnah. That nifritzu means it was broken off from the shedra. So Moshe says, now nifritzu, well, if the leaves are like broken off, it's possible. Omer Rav Papa, nifritzu diovet kichufya. You know what it means, broken off? It's made like a broom. If it's made like a broom, then it's puzzle. Nifridu, what does it mean, spread out? The yifru the fruit, the stam spread out a little bit, that's not so bad. So Rashi says, what does it mean, a chufya, a broom? Rashi says, kichufya. Ashkubya, sheboy mechabden esabayis. It's like a broom. A master used to use a broom. He used to use a lulu for a broom. V'yaisin laisay mi'olen shalulav. They make the broom out of the leaves from a luluf, hatlushim, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. You're tolish, you pull off the leaves, off the backbone, off the luluf. Hatlushim yashedrim. V'yoydim mehen harbib yachin. It's time you tie them together. That's called nifritzu, the way Rashi learns. Halacha, I don't think we hold like this. Rashi to his nifritzu means mamish. You pulled off all the leaves of the luluf, and then you stamp tied them together. So that's pshit, that's not called the luluf. That's called the broom, it's no good. Ma'ashenken, if they're still attached, just they start to spread out, that's kosher. Nifridu mimarsas defru de yifrud. Trashi defru de yifrud. Roshayim nifrodim kiyan fedek, like leaves of a palm tree. Fiyain musorin imashedra, ela melmato. They're only attached, they're lying only on the bottom. Hey mechubarim bo. On the bottom, the leaves are still attached. So they started to spread all out, still it's kosher. Now, boyi rapapa, papa klaza shiloh. This is what the Gaedic Shaila by Elulav. What about the top leaf? If it was split, Nechloko Hatiumis. Hatiumis means when you have to figure it out, you have to watch the way the leaves branch off the shedra and follow your finger all the way up to the top of the shedra, to the top of the bone, like of the wood of the luluf. And that last leaf that goes up, that's called the tumis. Sometimes you have one going up, sometimes you have two top ones going up. So now usually the way the leaves of a lulavar, we all know, they're like two clasped together. So nifridum, if those two nistic means they're split. The top leaf-like became apart a little bit. So shal, is that kosher or not? So boy rapapa, nechlokar tiyumas, the top leaf split. Mahu. Toshma, come in here. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Nitlo hatiyumas posel. If it was taken off altogether, like it was cut off, the top leaf, then it's possible. So the chura, my love, isn't it the same din? Who adin nechleko? Who adin if it's split to be the same halacha? So Mura says, no, of course not. Loi, nitlo shani. Maybe only if it was taken off, it was pulled off. That's possible. To hochosa lei, you don't have the top leaf altogether. Mashenkin, if the top leaf is just split, maybe it's kosher. Now, like we had before, the only term really it's possible is if the whole lulav looks like a U. Mamas looks like two different shedras. But here we see clearly it's one shedra going up. It's one luluf. Just the top leaf split so that the tata say it's kosher. It's only puzzle if nitla. If those top leaf, one or two, was taken off altogether, then it's puzzle. Sister Chur be a riot, what we said before, that nikta means the wood itself. What's puzzle if you cut off the wood of the luluf? That's puzzle. Here the chiddush is, even though you didn't touch the wood, but if you took off the tiumas, the top leaf, that's bad. If you chop off the whole top leaf, that becomes puzzle. So when you touch the shedra, the wood itself of the lulav, that becomes puzzle. If you just touch the leaves, it would be kosher. Only if you cut off altogether the top leaf, that's what's puzzle. So then it says, Ika the army something not like that. The loch is not like that. Ika the army something like this. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Omer Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Nech lokat yumis. Let's say the top leaf was split. Naseh kemish nitla hat yumis upsu apostle. What the Bryce means to say, even though the Bryce only says nitla, if the top leaf was taken off altogether, but who adin if it's split? If the top leaf is split, that's also considered like it's not there, and therefore it becomes puzzle. And that's where we hold la locham, that if the top leaf is split, it's puzzle. Now exactly how much does it have to be split? That's the machlokes we're showing you. Some shittas hold it has to be split all the way until the backbone, until the shedra. But lulav, the way lulav is, there's the wood itself, and then the leaf goes even further up. So some shittas is only puzzle, the top leaf is split all the way down. That's what some shittas are. Other shittas is roif. Some shittas are a tefach. The meister, we're marked for the tefach. If it's split a tefach, then you shouldn't use it. But lechumra, though, the best thing is not even a mashu. At least for the first day of Sukkot, people always check out the lulav to make sure even a mashu, a little split, should not be up there. Because some shittas hold, like the Mor doesn't say a shear, exactly how much is possible. Some shittas hold, even a mashu, even a little split on the top is possible. So about if you could find the lulav that the top leaf is not split at all, avad you better off. But lo, you see, you can't find it, avad you could use it and make a bracha as long as it's not a tefach split. Like four inches split. Rashi says, Nechlokat yumis, shnei olin el yoinim, the top two leaves, and serve the middle ones. Sheshem hashedra kola. That's where the end of the backbone is. Nechloko zemize v'nistako hashedra. That's where the shedra ends. Ad olin shalamata mehim. Now, tumim rashel lefishim with the bokim ketumim. The reason why it's called tumim usually means twins. So usually the leaves of a lulav are always two leaves bound together. That's the way the leaves are. Every leaf you have, you can split in half. So, you know, the top leaf that's bound together, if it's split, that's the shaila, is it kosher or not? And we come out, if it's split, it's no good. Right. We have Yehuda Weimer. Yehuda says in the Mishnah that if the leaves were spread apart, so then you should just tie it back together again. So according to this, it's not talking about the tumis. It's talking about the rest of the lulav. If the rest of the lulav are also different, it's not talking about where the leaf was split. Just means the leaves, like on the side of the lulav, start to spread out. If it started to spread out, like it grows, so Yehuda says in the Mishnah, you have to tie them back together again to make it look like one. Tanya. We have Yehuda Weimer. Mishum Rabbi Tafrin. Kapois tomorrow. The Torah says the lulav is called kapois tomorrow. Kofus. It means it has to be tied down together. That's the type of kapos tomorrow. The leaf, the branches of a palm tree. But kofus vidashi means bound together. Imhoyu porut. It means if the leaves started to branch off already, yechavtenu, bind them, bow them, tie them together again. That's the view of Drusha. Omalei ravina ravashi. Mimai dahai kofus kapos tomorrow. The lulav, who? How do we know? The Torah says kapos tamarim, it means the lulav like we take. How do we know it's the branch of the palm tree, the way we use it? Ema charusa bina. Ema charusa. Maybe it means like after a year later, when the leaves fall off and it becomes hard like a tree. Maybe that's what you have to use, like a real branch of the palm tree. But not like we love the fresh lulav. Maybe it means charus. How do you know what kapos tamarim means? That says charusa. On the dekel, the branch of the dekel, mishen is kash, you have to became hard. Shtei shonim shlesh, you have to 2 or 3 years. Maybe that's what you have to use? So Gemara says, no. Bein and kapois v'leka. Mashma, you have to have leaves there, and it has to be bound together. If you use the charusa, just a piece of wood, there's no leaves on it, that's puzzle. And that's not called kapos tamarim. But the Gemara v'eima ufta, Maybe it's uftar. Rashi's uftar is Ashtula Miikar Radekal Shulcholuk V'yein Onof Yoytzim Imen L'kan L'kan Shein L'chol Kapas Imenu. Maybe it's the ikar part of the dekal, the ikar part of the palm tree that's very smooth and it doesn't have any branches, any leaves coming off it at all. So my answer is again Kofus Mechlal D'ikar Parud. Kofus means they're bound together. Mashma, they could be separated. Rashi Mashma Sheparud Mischila V'yata Koyftoy. That there is something to be separated and you have to put them together. The ufta has no separation to it. For the Gemara, the high kofus b'yomid. The ufta, that's even though it's fresh, but it's always bound together. For the Gemara, v'ayma kufra. Maybe it means kufra. So Rashi says, haina namik eight, it's also a type of a wood. Kein charus el adayin, benchen it's 1 year old. V'lenisav eitzav, v'yati yochol lichvois, anofa. You could bend over its things. Ayda yogud. So the kids, maybe it's another type of a wood. The Marin says, Om Rabayam, the Pasuk says, the Rocheha Darke Noyim, the Chol Nisivaseha Shalom. All the mitzvahs of the Torah are very sweet. The Torah only tells you to do the Rocheha Darke Noyim. The Drachim, the ways you go in the Torah, are sweet. In other words, the Torah wouldn't tell you to take something that's not nice. And vice versa, here, this Kufra has thorns on it. So the Torah wouldn't tell you to take a lulav that has thorns on it, it's not nice. Rashi says, Rocheha Darke Noyim. The elo, this type of a kufta, is oisir kakaitsim, it has thorns on it. The yaitsim. So now Mestavra Torah will tell you to take such a tree like this that has thorns on it. So therefore, the Torah does not kapas tamurim, does not mean this ufta. Omale Rava, Taiswa Ravina. Rava Taiswa set Ravina. V'yemar tarti kapi de tamri. Maybe it means like two bundles of dates. Maybe that's what kapas tamor means. And the Gemara kofos ksiv. Mashma kofos together. Rashi tarti kapi de tamri. Tomorrow matzah. Maybe it means the dates itself. Darkon liyas harbe tluyim biyach. They have a whole bunch of dates growing together. But machvaydas and one bunch of ishlehem. V'karen lem kaf. Maybe Torah says take two of those. And the Gemara kapas tziv chodah. No, it only means one. So good for the Gemara v'yayim echodah. Maybe what kapas tamar means, the lulav is a bunch of dates. How do you know what kapas tamar means? Maybe it means a bunch of dates. Don't take two bunches, take one bunch of dates. And the Gemara v'yayim echad, lihu kaf korelei. That's not called kapas, that's called a kaf. A spoon like drashi kaf. V'chiksiv kapas, hashem kapas impruda. It's, our kapas means like the leaves could be separated, and we want it when it's a fresh lulav, when they're still bound together. It only goes on the leaves coming off the branches of the lulav like we use. Mashenkin, on the dates itself, you don't have this lashon of kofus. It's called a kaf, it would not be called kapois. Therefore, when a Torah says kapois tamarim, it means like we take the lulav, the branch of the palm tree. Right. Tzinei hara basel ksheira. The Mishnah says if you take this type of a palm tree, the tzinei, the palm trees that grow on har, that grow on hara basel ksheira. That's a good type of a tree. Rashi says, V'yafo pi sholom shalhem ketanim yoid. Even though the leaves of this palm are very small, V'yein oylem im orko shal shedra. It doesn't go up all the way to the top of the shedra. That's the chiddush, still it's kosher. Omra Abaye says like this. True, you have the big lulav, and you have the leaves, very small leaves, but it's only if the bottom leaf at least reaches the bottom of the top leaf. That's when it's kosher. One leaf reaches the bottom of the next leaf. That's where it's kosher. The top of this leaf of the lulav reaches the beginning of the next leaf. Let's say the first leaf from the bottom of the lulav is so small, it doesn't even reach where the next leaf starts to come out from, then it's possible. That's no good. Tanya Nam Yochi, we learned like this also. Tzinei Hara Basel, what's called these lulavs that come from Hara Basel? Psula, says the Bryson, it's possible. For the Gemara Aivu, Anan Tanan Tshera, and now Mishnah says it's kosher, it's a Sira. Ela Shemamin, Ela Mai, it's a Raya, like we just got finished saying Kabaya. Shemamin, it's a good Raya. That we have two types of lulavs from Tzinei Hara Basel. There's a lulav that the leaves are so small that the top of one leaf does not even reach the beginning of the next leaf. That's like a psula. Our Mishnah says it's kosher means the leaves are koponim, one leaf reaches the beginning of the next leaf. That's where it's kosher.